We could call the October 7th meeting to order if we could stand for Nick, lead us in the room.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Looking at the screen, Bill, is this your youth and government class on today? Okay. All right. So if anybody has any questions or anything we talk about that they would like to explain any differently, the youth and government kids are online watching. We have the approval of the minutes from September 3rd.
So move, Potter. Second.
Is there any changes or corrections? Not all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. All right. District Attorney's Office, Noel.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to ask for some funding for the Axon contract, sole propriety contract in regards to evidence.com, which is the management of the digital data from video, as well as electronic evidence that all the police agencies in Steuben County use. The tools that evidence.com provides the district attorney's office will save us in time management in regards to reviewing videos, as well as transcribing those videos and managing that evidence, and also give us a quicker upload and download because we now are subscribing to their contract and we're not working with the filtering of the proprietary software that's used in managing their video. The funding amount that I'm requesting for the contingency fund is $34,568.83 for the 2024 year.
So this would be authorization of a five-year contract. Noel and Brooks have worked closely with Chris in our office. I think Brooks talked about this a few months ago that we didn't know what the cost would be. The costs are a little more reasonable than we were initially led to believe, which is good. So we're seeking a five-year contract authorization. Also, the contingent fund transfer is for the onboarding and first year. Your second year is included in the draft budgets that you all have.
So will that be coming out of driver diversion program eventually, or?
Likely not. I mean, the way that the budget is set up, you have some excess revenue to offset costs built into your budget. So in a roundabout way, maybe, but it really is building in the local cost. Yep.
So if 34,000 is for this year, what are the
Chris, what do we put next year? Is like 20 ish?
No.
Okay. Okay.
So this was not budgeted.
This was not budgeted. This was something that they were essentially receiving, quote unquote, for free. But because of the amount of data storage and everything, it kind of goes with the body cams and those sort of things that no longer free. It seems like most agencies utilize this. Brooks said that they had conversations with the DA's Association about this, and New York State was looking at this same kind of cost along with pretty much every other county. So they came forward and had conversations and brought pricing to essentially the amount of data that's being stored through Axon and uploaded, downloaded is pretty significant. So we knew that there, you know, we had a good 6 months knowing that there was going to be some kind of cost, but we didn't know that this time last year going into the 2024 budget. But going forward, it is incorporated into your operating budget.
No, this software that will also, it's a compatible and everything with the sheriff's department and the state police and everything that you guys would be using it for?
Yes, currently all of the law enforcement agencies that I know of in Steuben County use Axon cameras, including the state police. So this gives us the availability to use the same software. Axon is there. This evidence.com also takes in any other software video that may be used by grocery stores or shopping centers or any security system. And we can upload that too as part of the evidence.com and keep it in there and store that. And their software will work within that. And the tools also will be applicable to those videos as well. So it's a very, very robust software package. And currently also the District Attorneys Association in the state of New York is trying to negotiate, as well as the New York State trying to negotiate a cheaper price, but I don't know where that is. This has become to the point where even some of the most conservative district attorneys that I've spoken with in the county or in the state have gone to this just because of the transcription of the video that this does automatically. It literally saves hours of time in regards to someone trying to transcribe video and submitting that as evidence.
And when you think about that price over 5 years, that 30 makes it a lot better. 187 sounds scary, but then when you divide it, it's not that bad.
So. Yeah. Originally they were talking, it was twice that originally when they kind of told us that we were going to be forced to go to it.
So this is for the DA's office, but do we also then have a contract that the sheriff needs for his, or does this cover the entire county operation?
I'm not going to speak for the sheriff, but this covers the district attorney's office and managing the evidence. And I believe that the sheriff's office has in the
join the meeting,
use their funding for their side of it. This evidence package, it's literally called evidence.com, doesn't deal with anything in regards to the videos. It deals with the evidence that's held in the cloud, that police agencies hold in a cloud. So we have worked with a couple things with the sheriff's office in regards to digital evidence. And when this first came out, and there was we saw some benefits there in regards to managing that evidence as well. So we will see more than just the transcription and the video reviewing and the sharing of evidence. We'll probably see some time saving in regards to how we deal with digital evidence as a whole in a county.
I'll move it.
Right. Yes. I'll second. All right, we have a motion and a second. Is there any other questions? Go ahead, Carol.
I was just curious. Is there other vendors that offer this service?
I was just talking with the sheriff about that and the undersheriff. Axon has moved into, they're really kind of the generals of this whole of digital evidence and video evidence in the nation. They are buying up many small companies that are even compete with them that would have the same capacity as them. So I'm going to say at their level, they're a Cadillac. Anything else right now is, not.
Thanks.
And they're sole source. Yeah.
All right. Are there any other questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Thank you, Noel. Yep. Now, do we need to do a separate one for the? Okay. So now we need to have a contingency fund transfer for the funding to cover that for this year.
A motion.
Second, Potter.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any questions? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries. And you have that exact figure. Man.
Thank you.
Thank you, Noel. All right, Tim.
Good morning. We have a contract with Schuler Haas Electric to do the DC power plant for the tower sites. I came to you in June with a change order, and unfortunately I forgot to ask to extend the contract because the contract actually expired. So I need to extend that contract through the end of this year so that we can complete and finish that job and the auditor will pay the bills.
I'll move it.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any questions on extending the contract?
Are the financial terms the same or has it increased?
Yeah, there's no change to the terms other than the end date. So okay. Everything's actually budgeted through Homeland Security Interoperable Communications Grant. We had had some delays in getting the batteries, receiving the batteries, but they have all the equipment. They're ready for install. They should have it done this year.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Any other questions? Not all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Burn building, bid opening, Forge Fire and Company LLC was the sole bidder this time. Their total bid, an option that we had in there. So the total award for that would be $360,950.
There any questions for Tim on the bid?
This is the second time around on this bidding, right?
Yep. This is the second time. Last time we had two bids. This time we only had one. Hmm. And if you recall the last time, the second bidder was over $5,000 or over $500,000. So way out of scope of the budget that we had.
And this is a capital.
And it's a capital expense. Budget. Yep.
I'll move it.
All right. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any other questions? If not, all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
Okay. Telvate is the company that we use for our consulting. We had a invoice for $20,462.50 that we vouchered to Homeland Security through the State Interoperable Communications targeted grant. They actually rejected that because the some of the work that was done prior to the start of that grant contract. In the preparation of the grant, we worked with Telvate to prepare the grant documents and those type of things. And unfortunately, Homeland Security says they're not going to pay it. So we have to transfer funds back into the FY22 State Interoperable Communications Grant. And the recommendation that Jack and I had was to take that from the Communication System Capital Project Fund.
Dollar amount?
$20,462.50.
I'll move it.
Second.
All right, we have a motion. We have a second. Is there any other questions for Tim? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Last item I have is the BTAM coordinator. We had a part-time BTAM coordinator. Ken Jensen was a former FBI agent who took that position for us. He ended up leaving, taking another job with a different agency, and the position's been vacant since Ken left. His recommendation when he left was to move this position from part-time to full-time, only for the fact that the there's enough work there for a full-time person. This is fully grant funded. We receive $172,413 from the state to fund this program. And the problem is that we're very limited on what we can use that money for. Primarily, it's for either contracted services or salaries. So in talking with Undersheriff McNellis, him and I work very closely with this position and doing this work. Our recommendation would be to move this to a full-time position and advertise it for such.
Tim, can you explain or tell us exactly what BTAM coordinator does?
So this is under part Executive Order 18 of Governor's Executive Order 18, which is each jurisdiction will have a behavioral threat assessment team. They will have a threat assessment plan, and this person would coordinate the activities of that behavioral threat assessment team and interface with various different agencies across the county that would potentially have individuals that would be dangerous and making terroristic threats. So it's a lot of work, primarily a lot of work with schools, large corporations, those type of things for just assessing the threat of behavior heading toward radicalization or terrorism threats.
And we can justify it being a full-time position?
According to Ken, who was in that position, we had enough work that it could coordinate a full-time position. And Undersheriff, I know you've been doing a lot of work with this in the past few months while Ken's been gone. Do you want to reiterate anything that, you know, the caseload and what we're where we're at with it?
Executive order came out.
I'm sorry. When the executive order came out, it mandated that every county have a behavioral threat assessment and management team. And the purpose of the team is it's a multidisciplinary team that deal not just with criminal threats or terroristic threats. The terrorism goes to the Joint Terrorist Task Force, but it's also people of concern, they call it. So they're on that pathway to violence. And the idea is to intercept them and off ramp them. And that, again, it involves a multidisciplinary team, multidisciplinary stakeholders, and that requires a manager. And it's not just dealing with those cases. It's also, they want to start educating, reaching out to our different stakeholders in the community and educating them, getting hold of like Corning Inc., Alstom's, school districts, maybe having smaller ad hoc committees, and they're going to start educating and addressing. There's a new initiative out there for K through 12. They want to get into the schools and see if we can't stem some of the issues we're having there. Obviously, you read the papers, and the school threat matrix is kind of off the map right now, and it's demanding a lot of time, energy, and resources. So if we can get out there and start educating those individuals. But it requires a full-time position. It really should. Ken was basically just handling triaging.
Join the meeting.
Triaging cases. He didn't have enough time to get out there, begin that educational piece.
Who else is there actually a team? And he was just the coordinator. Who else is on the team?
So there's several stakeholders in the team. I don't have the paperwork with me right now. We have
probation, social services, mental health,
county
school districts,
law enforcement,
county attorney's office. Yep. There's Mr. Brewer's on the team. So we have it's a joint effort to try to, the overall goal here is to not allow somebody to go to violence, but to try to program them into social services programs that they can be basically provided some help, mental health and those type of programs.
So a lot of the folks we're dealing with are the disciplines involved on the team are very familiar with them. Mm-hmm. So it's basically, we just had a team meeting 2 weeks ago and we had six cases.
Are there any of the school officials involved? Or?
Yes. The superintendent of the GST BOCES represents all the superintendents in the county. So she sits on that team also. And like I said, 2 weeks ago, I think we handled six cases. We could easily handle six more. Mm-hmm. But we really try to triage it and keep it focused so it doesn't implode under its own weight. And oftentimes just that brainstorming piece, we can come up some, outside of the box solutions. And, I mean, I could probably stand up here and talk to you for 45 minutes about the different cases, unfortunately, but.
Thank you. We have a motion.
I'll second it. Question.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Go ahead.
Yeah. How much are we looking at in terms of cost?
So I think the undersheriff and I have discussed that, you know, starting salary for a full-time person running this would be, originally the part-time position was in management grade to be determined. I don't think he was in there long enough to really set where he ended up in that management grade. But we're thinking around the $75,000 mark for salary for this position.
And you said there was 172 in the
there's 172.41, and then this is an ongoing grant that we get each year that covers a 2-year period.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think the work for this is going to get diminished at all in the coming years.
And Jack just said it actually is in the management grade now.
So. Okay.
Yeah, and that's about right. So it's management grade H. So they would have the ability to hire up to 74,563. That's step 5.
You're pretty close, Tim.
plus 50% fringes.
At least.
And again, the other thing would be is depending on who we hired for this position, whether they would actually need fringe benefits.
Yeah, that's
hard if you can. You know, when we hired Ken, Ken was, you know, retired FBI, so he had his benefits through the FBI. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to be looking at somebody that's probably most likely a law enforcement officer who's retired. So they're probably going to either have a waiver, or if they come from the federal system, they'll have their federal pension. So I don't anticipate probably a much fringe in this.
Is there any state or federal funding available for this?
Yeah, it's state. It's state funded.
Yeah, we have 173,000.
172,413.
And we obviously keep you posted on those grant funds if they were to, you know, sunset, discontinue, and it became a local cost. We'd obviously let you know.
Right, and this state funding, this is a little more unusual for the state funding that usually comes down with these programs. It's split directly between each of the counties rather than based upon you know, population and things like that. So everybody in the whole state gets 172,413.
Hmm. Are there any other questions? If not, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Carries.
Okay. That's all I have. Any questions?
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
All right. The sheriff.
Morning. We got a couple things today. Before we launch, though, I just want to commend Tim's team. The Wine Glass Marathon went yesterday. I know you guys were discussing it. Smoothest it's ever gone. And every year we've been doing this together for 11 years, I think. Oh, and nice. And each year it gets better and better and smoother. And it really, the work that Tim and Ken do is phenomenal to put this on. So attaboy, Tim. My first item is a donation for a canine. And the Atlanta Library wants to donate $50 to our canine program.
I'll move to accept it.
A second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Go ahead.
Jim, sorry.
Go ahead.
How many canines do we have in the county?
In the county? I think Hornell still has one. Corning has one now. Bath has one. And we have two patrol narcotics, one patrol bomb dog, one tracking specifically bloodhound, and one incinerant. Yes, incinerant identification dog, fire dog.
Okay. Do you still go in the schools?
Yes.
On surprise visits?
Yes. Yeah, we just did one with the training group 2 weeks ago, I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Enough, thanks.
Yep.
And Joe, maybe next summer. It was before you.
Pardon?
And I was just going to say, and maybe next summer, it was before you were on the legislature. They actually took three of the dogs out at the fairgrounds, and they actually let some people hide stuff so that there's no way the deputy, they showed up with the deputies, unloaded the dog, they put on a presentation. It was kind of neat how then they explained how the dogs were trained, you know, like to just go lay down somewhere. And that meant they found something so that, you know, you wouldn't know what they found, but it was pretty neat when they did.
I remember many years ago, Jimmy Vaughn used to come in.
Yeah.
I used to call Jimmy Vaughn down with the dog.
Garrow.
And yeah. And if we didn't find anything, he'd always plan a little and we'd bring him in just to keep the dog sharp. So
yeah, we don't seem to have any problem finding anything in schools. No,
sure not.
Yeah. Next item is stop DWI plan. We need approval for this. I've had a lot of discussions with Mitch regarding this. And our funding hasn't matched our plan, and we don't know what we're going to get. That's part of the plan. But in speaking with Mitch, we can amend this plan throughout the year. So if we have budgeted more than what we take in, we can amend the plan and lower what we repay. It's a reimbursement plan across the board. It's not county money, even though the county houses it and disperses it. It's its own plan. It's like a checking account. You can only pay what you have in it. So what we do is we try to project what we think we'll get and set a budget according to that. And then throughout the year, again, Mitch and I have spoken, we're going to keep open communication. If we need to reduce what we have in the plan, we can amend it at that time and move forward with that.
What is the, where does the other source of revenue of 7,000 come from?
Not sure.
Probably VIP.
VIP?
Yeah, Victim Impact Panel. They all have to pay a fee to attend it.
Oh, okay. So it says no rollover funds balance. Do we have a funds balance?
No, actually last year, there was a transfer that was in excess of the fund balance, made by finance. So the fund balance is zero.
Zero.
Yeah. So what I think the likely easiest thing, in my opinion, to be able to reduce in terms of expenses, because right now we anticipate 100,000-ish in revenue, is there is approximately 95,000, 100,000 offsetting. And it's been this way for a long time. Sheriff, through his plan and us through the budget, have reduced it, offsetting costs of district attorney for prosecution, probation for supervision, mental health for some of that. Frankly, without this revenue, we're not going to lay those people off. They do this amongst other things. So my recommendation would be that if we need to amend this, we don't factor in the offsetting costs of those positions. And that alone would get it down, the plan down to something where the revenue would match closer to, or the expense would match closer to the revenue.
Mm-hmm. And the revenue all comes from DWI fines. That's the sole place that the revenue comes from.
Was there kind of an amount of a fund balance for a long time until we used it all up?
Yes. Yeah, there was a couple hundred thousand for quite a while.
And so what happened? I mean, what was the dynamic? We didn't get as many DWI fines, or?
There was a couple things that happened. We didn't get as many fines. There's fewer arrests than you used to be. When I was a young patrol officer, I would make 50 DWIs a year. Now we're lucky to see 50 a year out of an agency. So there's significantly less arrests, which
actually means the program is working.
Yeah, you can look at it one way or other. Either people aren't making the arrests or the program's working. Yeah. There was a change in the law last year. Before, when there was a conviction for DWI, the state surcharges are paid up front, and then the fines are paid afterwards. And a lot of times they weren't collected. They changed the law last year where judges can collect the fines up front for DWIs. So we anticipate, hopefully, better revenue on that, but we don't know yet because it's just within the year.
So just for reference, the revenue in this, to all the points that were made, why went from in 2016, 255,000 down to approximately 100,000 anticipated this year. So,
But I would agree with Scott and the sheriff both. I think the program is working. For an example, my son and Kelly's son hang out a lot together. Neither one of them would ever think of driving,
right.
I mean, they'll line up a driver a week before they go out, where, like the sheriff saying 20 years ago, that didn't happen.
No, not at all. So I think it has been very successful, but I think that we still need to continue it, especially with the influx of impaired driving due to marijuana.
I'll move it.
All right. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll move it.
We have a motion. Is that a second? Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
Okay, our next item would be an amendment to the automatically renewing SRO contracts. We'd like to raise the amount that the SROs receive from $35,000 to $40,000, and all of the superintendents have agreed to this.
So, no, Sheriff, with that, did they raise the amount they can get with their retirement?
No.
Yeah.
No. We would have to, if we wanted to continue up higher, and the 40,000 continues what fringes they might get. For example, anyone that is receiving, if they're still paying, we still have to pay Medicare, Social Security. That would include that so that there's no county cost, but it would make their amount they get. They don't get 40,000. They would max out at 35,000.
Okay. That's what I was wondering because I just knew that we had set that because that was all they could get if they were like a retired.
Total package before was 35.
Okay.
Which meant they were really receiving about 32.
Okay.
So now the total package will be 40, which means they'll receive 35.
Okay. That makes more sense.
That new amount reflected in your budget book.
I can't remember. Did you increase that in the SRO budget?
No, no, not until we got it approved.
So it would be offsetting. It'd be a zero sum.
Yeah. It's a wash. But,
Okay.
Yep. I'll move it.
All right. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
A second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Is there any questions? No questions. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
I'm sorry. I have a question. Are there any school districts that don't have SROs now?
Completely without, no. There's some that share, some that have their own villages. Addison wants two more from us if we can find the people. Jasper Troopsburg wants another one from us if we can find the people. Bath wants a second one if we can find the people. And Arkport still wants, they have a part-time one now, if we can find the people. The trouble is, Chemung County is doing the same program we are with retirees. So in their, that's one of the reasons to raise this, is they pay more than we do. So we had one that we lost this year, went from the Corning District to Chemung so we could make more money. So,
okay.
Just like everything else.
Thank you.
Yeah, we have 20 currently. The push is to have 23. Four.
We already voted on it.
Okay, we're good? All right. Maintenance contract renewals. The rest of these are all automatically renewing maintenance contracts, but we're bringing them in for yearly approval now. Cellebrite is what we use for receiving evidence from phones. Last year, we spent $5,300 on that. That one is determined by how many downloads we do. So I can't tell you how much it's going to be.
Do we need a, do you want to do these all together? Or do
if
we need,
you want, you could do them all
together. You can just go through them all, Sheriff, and if there's questions, we'll approve them all at the end.
Leads Online, we use both in DSS investigations and criminal investigations. That is an electronic storage platform for the swap shops so that we can check and see what's come in and gone out. Last year, we spent $3,773 on that. Again, that's another one that's driven by how much we use it. The Leica Geosystems is what is used with the total station for accident reconstruction, and that had an annual fee last year of $605. We anticipate it to be similar. Offender Watch is the program we use to track all the sex offenders. Instabend County, over 300 sex offenders, Instabend County. There's an annual maintenance fee of that of $11,274. Covert Track was $600 per year. And what that is in investigations, occasionally we get a search warrant to put a tracker on a vehicle, especially in a lot of the narcotics investigations. And that's what that covers. LexisNexis is the renewing every year for law books and information primarily for the jail, but also for the deputies. And Eltron, what was Eltron? I can't remember that one. Oh, yep. So Eltron is the camera we use in investigations. It's called the Oscar 360. And what that does is maps out 3D inside a room within about 30 seconds and then provides both a video and still photographs for the DA to use in prosecution. We use that typically in homicide investigations and other serious investigations. And that is $1,765. So we're looking to renew all of those maintenance contracts for the oncoming year.
We have a motion.
Second.
We have a second. All right. Is there any questions on any of the contracts? If not, this vote is for all of them. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
When I started as a police officer, none of these things existed. Our next one is the generator maintenance quote for the jail. And that is $6,495 for 3 years. And that includes, I believe, inspections as well as full tune-up and inspection twice a year for 3 years.
But that's per year, $6,400 per year?
I believe that's for 3 years.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
$1,850 for the fall of 24, spring of 25 is only $175 for the inspection. The tune-up for fall of 25 is $2,035. The inspection for spring is $200. The tune-up for fall of 26 is $2,035. And the inspection of spring of 27 is $200.
I'll move it.
All right.
Not a bad deal.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any questions? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
Okay. Next one is RFP. We're looking to for inmate health care services. And the low bid on the RFP was Prime Care, who we currently have and are very happy with. So we're recommending that you approve the RFP for Prime Care in the amount of $2,092,847 per year.
Were there other bidders?
Yep. Social Purpose Corrections bid $3,093,000, almost $1 million more, a little over $1 million more. And CFG bid $2,565,000, so $500,000 more.
Thank you for that information. It's always
and
nice.
Just to clarify too, the I don't know if everybody's aware, but the Bonadio audit of Prime Care came back that we received $11,000 in services we didn't pay for. That was the result of the audit. So again, Prime Care has done very well for us. I can't imagine going through COVID without them.
I'll move it.
All right. We have a motion for Prime Care.
Second.
We have a second. Any questions? Yep. Go ahead, Gary.
Are they correcting the misuse of time or whatever you want to call it?
Well, I hope not, because then we'd be paying for that $11,000. But yeah, we're going to review it monthly. That's part of the new RFP, was that there's a monthly review of the time. Major Sutton's going to be in charge of that.
So who's going to be watching over that?
That would be Major Sutton.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. No worries.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
All right. My last item. I hope you guys cleared your calendars today. I have three grants. We can do them one at a time or all together, but I think we need to do them one at a time resolution purposes.
Okay, we'll do more.
The first one is 2425 Community Traffic Safety Program, bicycle safety. And that's $2,000 in overtime, $6,600 in supplies, $2,700 in minor equipment for a total of $11,300.
Move it.
Second. That's to receive this, not to.
All right. Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Is there any questions? No, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
All right. The second one is the 2425 Child Passenger Safety Grant. That's your car seat grant. And that's $10,000 for the program. And supplies and overtime is $3,000 for a total of $13,000.
I'll move it.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Is there any questions? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
Okay, and the third one is the Police Traffic Services Grant, or STEP, it's called. This is for doing enforcement for Buckle Up and school zones and all of that. $6,250 in overtime, $1,250 for seatbelt enforcement, $1,000 for training and conferences. Total amount $8,500.
I'll move it.
All right, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Are there any questions? All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
We get a couple signatures on though.
All right.
Jeff, were you going to do item 7?
Next month.
Oh.
I can do a quick chat on what it is, but...
I've only gotten to sign one of these. You thought I was joking when I said it.
Got away from doing them during COVID, but then I was informed.
There they are for you.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Did you want him to touch anything on 7? Okay. All right. So we're on to you, Jack.
All righty. So
I'm done.
Did you want to say something about?
I did. I just wanted to talk about. 7 was going to be an intermunicipal agreement for agencies that want to opt in on our records management system when we finally go through that process. There's a lot that still remains to be seen in cost. So Craig recommended we don't do the IMAs yet. We'll be back probably next month, but that's what that was about. In order for folks to be able to opt in, use some of our stuff, but also be responsible for any future costs. That was it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good for me?
Yep. Go ahead.
Sounds good. So just an update of where we are with the, what we've all called the sticker store enforcement. A lot of work behind the scenes. I know that Langdon has had conversations with the sheriff's office. My understanding is Craig and Langdon have also had meetings with the sheriff's office and law enforcement. Craig and I most recently had a call with OCM on Thursday, and Craig Langdon and I have a call, a follow-up from OCM this week. So a couple things that we're lacking. OCM has told us we are still the only county that has adopted this local law, so they're kind of building the plane for us while it's in the air as well. We talked to them, and we've been putting some pressure behind the scenes for the last few weeks to say, it sounds like all the stakeholders were good from the civil inspection standpoint. Langdon is having conversations with the sheriff's office to work hand in glove, sort of like OCM does at the state level with the state police. OCM was very comfortable with that approach. Craig's been involved in reviewing that. The couple pieces that we lack are the state's law that they passed that allowed this, and your local law requires training for Langdon. And that's what we've been pushing the state on, saying it doesn't specify what form. If it's your enforcement bureau, just getting on a Zoom with Langdon and doing it, we need to get that done. Mm-hmm. So that we can roll. They're hearing us. The other thing that Craig asked for was, again, not to reinvent the wheel, but what does OCM, their counsel, use in terms of forms, those sort of things, because it's going to be a whole new process, a whole new hearing for our judges and for courts. So we don't want to throw something that is completely new to them that hasn't been tried and tested. And their general counsel was on the call last week. So we have a follow-up this week. They have committed that it's important to them to get us the information that we need. I think they will be flexible in terms of, they don't have any training module for Langdon, that because he has to complete that. They don't have a training module established for him yet or for the state yet. But it sounds like their enforcement chief is going to be on the line too, so that we can check that box that yes, We have the training that is required. We're good to go. So hopefully a lot more information by the end of the week, but an OCM holdup more than anything. Since you passed the local law, we've done everything that the law required us to do in terms of submitting it to them for review. I've had basically weekly conversations with them trying to spur them along. They've had a lot of staff turnover too, which, I mean, you've probably seen in the news. So they're apologetic, but we're kicking it into gear. And I think they got the message that we need to be able to roll. So.
Jack, are we still able to enforce this law?
Yes, it's able to.
Without his training, we can still follow through with store closures or whatever.
Well, it requires Langdon to have the training, and that was the last holdup.
Okay.
And that's what we've been pushing them to do. The state law says the inspector shall have certified, I can't remember the exact language, but it's essentially certifying training from OCM. We said, you know, right after we submitted the law, we said, this seems to be the last holdup.
Sure.
So let's get this done. And it was okay. Yeah, we're almost there. And then 2 weeks ago when I had the conversation, I said, it doesn't specify what training, just get your enforcement people on a Zoom with Langdon and let's do it.
Okay.
And so that's what we're having the call this week to finalize those details.
Yes. Okay. And also the court system is not ready. At least our court system is not ready to handle this yet. So Rochester, I hadn't even heard about any of the stuff going on. So I've had conversations with them behind the scenes to try to get the judges up and ready to make sure that they're able to accept these applications for hearings. Because right now they're not ready for that.
We don't want Craig to have to walk into court and have them look at him like,
be able to close a store mm-hmm. today.
Well, probably not, because the courts wouldn't be ready to accept a hearing. And the thing is, with the hearings that these people would be entitled to, it's a very quick turnaround. So we're talking a few days that the courts had to be ready to come in and hear this stuff. And the courts aren't ready for that yet. And the other issue is, technically, before we go in and start inspecting a store, OCM has to be put on notice, and there's reporting requirements to OCM, and even they admitted they haven't really set up how that's supposed to be reported to them yet. So we're close. I mean, so I think the meeting this week is going to be, okay, this is the forms we want you to use, and this is the reporting system we want you to use. So is the law in place? Yes. Are all the logistics in place for OCM, the court system, and for even us to go out and start doing them? Not quite yet.
And that's a frustration, because we had the impression, we had conversations with OCM prior to the adoption of the law, and they basically gave us an indication that once you adopt this, you're going to be about ready to roll. We'll have the rest of this stuff in place. And they did not have the training in place. And Craig's been, since you passed the law, meeting with the courts to try to get them up and ready to go to be able to hear this, so that when they do take it in court, it's not kicked out for a procedural error or something like that.
Yeah, because if you don't check all those boxes, then the defense attorneys would pick up on that.
Yeah.
Have it tossed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have anything else, Jack?
Nope.
Right. I just have, under new business or anything, Sheriff, you gave Tim a compliment. I just want to let you know, if you go back and tell all your deputies that we appreciate what they do also for the wine glass.
They did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, all of them do. So I just wanted to put that in there. Yep. Oh.
They do a great job.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Yeah, I cannot begin to tell you, I've participated in the wine glass many, many times, and the efforts that are put forth in order to create the route, the secure environment, I don't think we truly understand the amount of effort that goes into establishing that race. And I know that it's a pain for a lot of communities where we run through, but it truly is phenomenal. And we should note that Chris Kennedy, one of our deputies, did run the full marathon. I'm not sure if any of the others ran the half or the full, but I know Chris did. He did phenomenal.
And Eric ran too.
Also.
Yes, Eric Hurd has been training with me, and he ran a PR by 8 minutes. He did a wonderful job. So it was a great day, a great race. And there is so much effort that goes into it that all should be commended.
And Nick Trentinelli for the Troopers ran it too.
Nice.
Yeah. I get to high five them all.
Very good.
All right. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
Not really.